from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Jackson, I'm assuming a long-distance dedication to one Chris Scheim on Old Cape Cod, the professor. Is that what you're thinking on that one?
You got that right, absolutely.
All right. Well, it's vacation season, although it's fading fast. Feels like fall this morning. It's only 60 degrees out. I guess the weekend, Curtis, the weekend's going to be good, like sunny in the 80s, and so we'll get that in, and then we'll see what happens when we get to Labor Day.
I love it.
The dark days are ahead, though. Today is the last pre-6 a.m. sunrise until next year.
No, it's just depressing.
I don't like the sunrise and the sunset situation, but the crisp air in the morning, there's something special about
there
it.
There really isn't.
There really
no.
is.
I like the
too cold.
I like it nice and sunny and warm, and I don't like snow.
I'm with you, Greg.
I don't know why I live here, but I do. And so enjoy if you're heading on vacation, enjoy it. Curtis, I think you're heading on vacation after tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be off until, this is our last show together until after Labor Day, Greg.
Yes, I got a quick flex day tomorrow. So I will be flexing tomorrow quickly, and then I will be back for Patriots Friday on Friday.
You going anywhere special?
I'm going to my favorite place in the world, to Nantucket, real quick. Going to go down and see a band play tonight at the Chicken Box.
Yeah.
My guys in Ripe. And
I didn't know that's what you were doing.
Yes. So I'm going down there for that and going to roll down there quick and then roll right back and be ready for work on Friday morning.
You know I'm an island boy.
Yes.
I'm an island boy.
Suddenly you love the islands.
I do.
Yes. All right. They said it coming up at 7. And we will certainly discuss Aaron Rodgers and his whining about training camp. How's that setting up for this season, Curtis, when it comes to New Jersey and New York and the Jets?
I'm welcoming people with me that the Jets will be a dumpster fire, last place in the AFCs.
Wow. I don't believe so. I will say that it seems like from the outside, the offense is struggling, or at least he is complaining about it a lot, publicly and vocally. But
he's always been a complainer.
Yeah.
Every team that was interested in him should have known that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
They had no idea that he was going to, you know, blow his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
But then going into the next season, or maybe it would take 2 or 3 seasons, he was going to end up being vocal or being whiny. That's just who Aaron Rodgers is.
And he was like that in Green Bay.
Right. And when we look at the Bucs with Brady and how that's the new model, because Aaron Rodgers is approaching 40 and he's on a new team and he's ready to win. He wants to win now. There was a lot of adversity that they met. Brady forgot how many downs. There was a lot of struggling that led to the success. Does anybody believe Aaron Rodgers is going to take any ownership of any failure ever?
No.
So, no, but they'll be good, though. I don't think they'll be last place.
If you had to call the division right now, would you have the Bills winning it?
Yes.
I would.
Is Rodgers healthy?
Yeah.
I'd have the Jets winning.
You would? Okay.
Yes.
Because I think it goes Bills, Jets, Miami, Patriots.
No, because I think the Bills are going to take a step back without having Steph Diggs. So that's going to be a little bit of a reality check for Josh
but
Allen.
That might be a benefit for them.
I don't know. When has it ever been a benefit for you to lose your best offensive player?
If the guy is constantly complaining that he's not getting enough touches, he's miserable.
Did the Celtics get better talent-wise without Marcus Smart?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Oh, I think they did. I think they got better for their roster.
Okay, you're saying, I guess when
they
you
got
say,
better, yeah. They got better. But maybe not with as talented of a defensive player as they had in Marcus Smart because it unlocked Jalen and Jason. Whereas I think Josh Allen has had to spend an inordinate amount of time trying to manage Steph Diggs on the sideline.
Different sport, though.
I know, but I'm just saying I think that there's a chance that the Bills, I mean, the Patriots famously won without any of those kind of receivers. Every time they had a great receiver, they lost.
Well, when you have Brady, I mean, I think you have to exclude the Patriots and Brady. When you look at Josh Allen, he's a tremendous player. What was his struggle before Diggs? The fact that he never had a legit number one. So then you have one. I know there's some kind of back and forth about how Diggs is feeling about the offense and that kind of stuff. Now when you lose him, if there's nobody in the kind of like in the wings waiting to take over that role, and I don't know if there's a guy that can do that, there'll be a little bit of a struggle. I'm not saying they're not going to be good, but if Rodgers is healthy, they have talent, their defense is legit. I just don't see them not winning the division.
So, if the Jets are not good this season, Curtis, we will have dancing weather smoke.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know what else is going to happen the rest of this year. I have no idea. All I know is this guy is a part of my future.
Okay.
And I love him.
All right. So, if you're watching the show on Twitch right now or on YouTube, then
the best is the people that are in the pool that are paying him no attention. I mean, me.
Though. He's in his zone, though. You in your zone. That's all that matters.
I believe right now, Dancing Weather Smoke is celebrating a very exciting Red Sox win.
I mean,
that's how Dancing Weather Smoke is when the Sox win.
If Mitch was able to get the music, he's playing Duran Duran.
We should do a Duran Duran rejoin for Jaren Duran, who saved the season last night. Thank God.
Look at those delts. God. Just absolutely flexing for everybody.
I watch him all day.
That could not have happened at a better time last night also because they were struggling when it came to hitting the baseball.
And they were going in the wrong direction. You didn't want to lose last night. Now you're 5.5 out.
Yeah.
Cass has had a couple knocks.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully they can get their pitching to be where it needs to be, especially the bullpen.
All right. They set it at 7. News recording at 7:45. And right now this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Jackson, I believe that lead is System of a Down.
Yes.
Serge Tankian.
Yes.
Is the lead singer of that band, System of a Down. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Today is the gentleman's birthday, Serge Tankian's birthday today.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So, your lead, sir?
My lead.
Yes. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Yes. Yesterday I was having
Hey, Jackson.
Launch right into your lead. Good morning.
Yeah.
Yesterday what?
I was having a discussion group text with my old buddies, and we were trying to figure out the best pitchers of the 90s in the MLB.
Okay.
You know, we went over Pedro, you know, Randy Johnson, maybe even Schilling a little bit, Greg Maddux. But then a thought bubble hit me, and I realized that I figured out who the best athlete of all time is, and it is a pitcher from the 90s, Mr. James Abbott, the one-handed pitcher. This guy was born with one hand.
Yes.
And he made it to the MLB, and he threw a friggin' no-hitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, that's a feat.
He's better than Michael Jordan?
And I would say
better than Wayne Gretzky?
I mean, could Wayne Gretzky shoot a puck with one hand? No.
Bo Jackson.
Pretty tough.
I mean, come on, one hand.
Yeah. Stick to your guns, Jackson.
Yeah, you're a pitcher in the hardest league to get in the world, mm-hmm. and you have one hand. It's just incredible to me.
How did the fellas, your thought partners on the group chat, respond?
I think they all agreed. Yeah.
They did? They agreed?
Although Randy Johnson is still a lot of people's favorite. Because of the time that he threw right through the bird.
Greg was always very angry at him because of his nickname.
I don't know that if I were going to pick the best pitcher of the 90s, it might have to – I think it would have to be Pedro Martinez or
You could stop there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Mariano Rivera?
Tom Glavine?
Closer.
Tom Glavine?
Tom Glavine was like the 80s.
Well, no, I guess he was maybe fine.
The Braves team was...
Well, the Braves had...
I understand. He's a local guy. Bill Ricca's Tom Glavine? Is that
Well, they had Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddux were, pretty good. We brought up Randy Johnson.
I mean, Pedro is the best pitcher, but... I mean, Jim Abbott, that's just that's a feat that has to be respected.
What about Clemens? Clemens pitched into the 90s.
But who wouldn't respect the feat? Like, of course, we all respected Jim Abbott. He was in the 90s, he was America's celebrity.
Yeah,
he was
awesome.
Great.
Didn't Nolan Ryan pitch into the 90s, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a bunch of great pitches.
Wiggy, how would you feel about Shime's foot picture if he only had one foot? Would you be more accepting of
no,
that?
No,
okay,
no. Yeah, I'd probably be less accepting.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, just, you. Hey, listen.
All right. Curtis, good morning. Hello.
Guys, how amazing was the 1980 Olympic team?
The hockey team? Pretty good.
Courtney? No. Okay. So, Greg, this is right up your alley. Wall Street Journal yesterday discussed Germany. We always talk about Germany, one of the biggest economies in Europe, one of the big manufacturer and just high productivity nations. Well, they're going to 4-day work weeks, and the results have been abysmal.
Really?
Last year, Germans worked 1,343 hours on average, less than anyone else in the European Union. The Germans also took 19.4 sick days per year. Mm. Now, Greece used to be the place that Germans would mock because of their poor work ethic, yet their GDP grew by 3%, where they worked 1,900 hours a day, or 1,900 on average last year, 554 more hours than the average German. The Greeks have extended their time employment. Their retirement age is now 67, up from 65, and they have put in a 6-day work week, and they are taking over Europe. The EU expects the Greek economy to continue to grow by 2.2% this year, while the German economy has shrunk since 2019.
Oh, Curtis, you're upsetting the work-life balancers like Courtney.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. There is no way in which that you could say, I work stronger, I work better. Well, just go read facts, okay? This is the Wall Street Journal. It's an impartial story about Germany and Greece, looking at how much each nation works, and one nation is growing, one nation is sliding. Which do you want to be?
I bet their mental health is great, though.
Yes.
Give me the 4-day work week all day long.
Oh, you're a big 4-day work week guy.
Hey, listen, I'm on Courtney's train on this one. I'm 4 days all day long. All right.
My lead is in line with Curtis's lead.
All right.
And Curtis, it is going to enrage you.
Old heads unite.
Yes.
No, it is not.
Is it about Nancy Kerrigan?
No.
Oh.
It is about a new CEO of a company.
Uh-oh.
And how that CEO
right.
will be doing their job. So, anyway, so Curtis, you're saying more work leads to more productivity.
It's a stunning correlation.
That is so interesting.
I had to recheck it twice.
Very interesting. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When we come back, we will get the lead of Courtney Cox and the lead of Coach Wiggins.
I finally figured out where I'm going.
You figured it out? What's the direction?
How the Russians...
Let me guess. You tried a BLT for the first time yesterday. And it was delicious.
How the Russians... are working more than 7 days a week.
Really?
Yes. And what it's doing for them.
Did you just adjust that?
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah. You're gonna love this.
You take the temperature and then you roll with it.
Yeah. That's. I told you that. Yeah. Sometimes my leads, I got a couple of them, but then
it's probably that new online subscription you got to the Wall Street Journal.
That's exactly what it is.
For you. Yeah. I know you do a lot of reading on the bidet.
Yeah. Ernie has such great bidets.
Oh my God!
I would love to use it.
Yeah,
but
did you christen every bidet in Ernie's new house on the vineyard when we were there?
Believe me, I walk by those toilets; they go down and come up on their own.
It is very. I mean, it's modern technology, but if you walk by the bathroom, the toilet seat automatically goes up.
Yeah,
and then it lights up.
Right,
and if you want. Like, you get a Biggie tune that starts playing when you sit down or whatever.
And the ladies love it. I noticed that was the one thing that the ladies kept saying when we were at Ernie's.
Yes.
Is, ooh, it's so warm. The seat warms up for you. And I'm, like, jealous, like, because I'm like, man, I would love to just, you know, have about 30 minutes in there. But
you could have taken as long as you wanted.
Right, but I'm not somebody that's, like, you know.
It's like a car wash for your butt. Like,
I'm not a road.
That's a drop thing.
I'm not a road gamer when it comes to doing that at somebody's crib.
Why?
Right.
Because if he has the best of the best.
But it's somebody else's house.
Like, I've never used one. But you use one at a hotel?
It's a hotel. That's different. But hotels don't have one.
Some do.
Bidets?
Yeah, I think in Europe.
I've never been to Europe. I'm talking about here in America. And I know if I'm at somebody's house, I don't want to go in there and, you know, destroy the bathroom. I'm kind of like George Costanza. I like to take my shirt off. I like to get comfortable. Can't do that at Ernie's house.
No. And Ernie appreciates it.
Yeah.
Told me, he said thank you.
Yeah.
All right. The rest of the leads coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.